This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We were just talking about the good news out of Nevada, and that is that it is now completely legal for 40 locations across the state to be selling marijuana in a storefront. And I just think that's great news. There were hundreds of people lined up outside of various different locations this morning. Some stores with as many as 400 to 500 people outside. Lines, you know, wrapping around the block, that kind of thing. People are very excited about this.
I think it's interesting. You can sort of see the hubris behind the central planners here. 40-something locations that are now you can sell marijuana in Las Vegas or Nevada generally?
Everywhere.
Yeah, Nevada.
In Nevada.
And these government bureaucrats have the audacity to presume that they know the exact right amount of places that should sell this particular product. They won't tell you that when it comes to fresh vegetables. They won't tell you that when it comes to, basically everything but cigarettes, beer, and any kind of alcohol, and marijuana. So why do they presume on those three things? Do they really know how places are going to be? Because if you limit to 40 places, then maybe it will be the seedy side of town. But if every place can sell it, since every economic strata smokes marijuana, it'll just be everywhere.
Sure. And then we ended up talking with a gentleman at the end of the hour about Bitcoin and how he was surprised when he was in a convenience store in a not-so-great part of town, that they had a Bitcoin vending machine in there. He described it as a Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah, Bitcoin ATM.
But regardless, a machine that...
unlikely he actually saw a Bitcoin ATM. Much more likely he saw a Bitcoin vending machine.
A lot of the vending machines are calling themselves Bitcoin ATMs just because that's what people makes understand. There is
if you put money in and it dispenses Bitcoin, but you can't put Bitcoin in and then dispense money.
That's a vending machine. Likely a vending machine, yeah, in that case. But either way, he was surprised by that, and I felt like there was a little more that we should probably say about it, because we've been talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live for 6 years?
Yeah, since 2011.
2011? And so we know a thing or two about it. We've been following it very, pretty closely here. I mean, considering we are a general audience show, we try not to get out too deep into the weeds, into the tech side of things on Bitcoin. Or if we do, we do our best to try to explain it as best as possible. But Bitcoin has a lot of benefits. The caller was surprised that, this sort of low-class part of town would have access to Bitcoin. The thing with Bitcoin is you can't prejudge, and you shouldn't prejudge somebody and their interest in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency based on how they look or where they're from or how old they are or whatever. Because people of all ages, all demographics, Bitcoin's interest comes from all over the place. Like up here in New Hampshire, it's always interesting because we have these Bitcoin meetups that we do regularly here in the Keene area. And sometimes we'll get people from as far away as an hour and a half's drive. They'll come out just to, ask some questions about cryptocurrency. Now, a lot of them here are actually older folks. So, you think about Bitcoin, you think technology, you think young males. But no, we've had older females, older males coming out and checking out Bitcoin, asking lots of very interested questions. I called up the garbage company that I do business with here that picks up the garbage at the LRN.FM studios. And I just happened to ask the lady that answered the phone one day if they're taking Bitcoin yet. And she said no, but immediately had questions and had heard about Bitcoin. And she's 70 years old. And she's very interested. And when I asked her, what makes it interesting to her, she said that it was the fact that, she knows that she's losing out on her savings. She's got some savings. She's 70. Right. She saved some money, but it's just sitting in a bank.
Well, if you're anything like my IRA, it really hasn't grown in years. It just kind of lays there. That's
no good.
Yeah, it doesn't do much at all. So that's really frustrating. People are seeing the gains in the cryptocurrency sphere as far as value goes, and they want to cash in like anybody else does. And as people continue to want to get in, prices go up. Just like any stock, if people want to buy, then the price will go up. If people want to sell, the price will go down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're seeing people have made a lot of money in cryptocurrency,
right.
So they want to get in.
Yeah, so anybody who likes money, which right. is a you know, a sizable chunk of the population, if they know about Bitcoin, they might be interested, especially if they know what the price has been doing over the last 6 months. They're going to be very interested. And just because they may not have a lot of money to their name, so again, he saw Bitcoin in a poorer neighborhood, or a Bitcoin vending machine in a poorer neighborhood, doesn't mean they can't get into it. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. So one Bitcoin right now, what, $2,500 thereabouts?
That, yeah.
That's a lot. It seems like a lot. You're like, a lot of people, you know, whoa, it's too late. I can't get into this. No. You know, if all you can afford is $20 worth, then you can go put a $20 bill into that Bitcoin vending machine, and it's going to vend you out approximately $20 worth of Bitcoin.
And there's a whole bunch of things you could do with it. You can hold on to it.
That's usually the best bet.
I recommend holding on to cryptocurrencies, yeah. But I recommend holding on to a basket of cryptocurrencies. But, you know, you hold on to the cryptocurrency, that $20 could turn into $40 or $60 or $100.
It has in the past.
And that's fine. I would recommend continuing to put $20 a month away,
right.
Generally.
Right. Whatever you can afford to lose.
Every single week.
$20 is what, dollar cost averaging?
What's that?
Isn't that called dollar cost averaging?
That's assuming you buy the Bitcoin Bitcoin every week.
Wasn't that what you were just recommending?
No, I said generally. I think you should put $20 a week away generally. That pretty much.
Oh, not necessarily into Bitcoin.
Yeah, there are very few people out there that can't put $20 a week away.
Right.
And I mean, it's a number that people can grasp. You put $20 a week in, you start working on the wonders of compound interest, and at your end of your, you know, when you're ready to retire, you're going to have some amount of money. Obviously, the more you put away, the more money you'll have. But that's something you can implement right now if you're a 16-year-old bagging groceries. You can do that. And then you don't have to work your butt off your whole life. You'll have some money to retire on, and you can retire at a reasonable time and, you know, play golf or whatever it is that retired people do.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Craig. He's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to say this right here. About the scenario about the legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
I am totally dead set against it.
Why?
Okay.
Reason being is because my brother has, who's a doctor here locally. He's got a bachelor's and master's in chemical engineering. And he goes that marijuana in general has twice to three times more carcinogens than a regular cigarette.
Yeah, but that there's no evidence that that's just a fear-mongering story. I mean, nobody's ever died from lung cancer.
In all actuality, the field of medicine that he's in is internal medicine, and he's also ended up with a bachelor's and a master's in chemical engineering.
Yeah, good for him. I'm glad he's got a bunch of doctorates. There's a lot of people who are doctors who recommend marijuana. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's actually really helpful for folks who have a variety of different medical maladies, like, you know, PTSD.
I just look at this,
glaucoma,
the marijuana.
Multiple sclerosis.
Selling snake oil out of the back of the cover wagon. And
well, you don't know what you're talking about, with all due respect, which isn't much.
Did you ask him about edibles and vaporizing marijuana and the whole variety of different ways?
He probably doesn't know about those things.
Hold on.
Yeah,
the whole varieties of different ways that marijuana...
What he does is that he goes on ahead and recommends the synthetic.
Well, this...
The synthetic?
Synthetic marijuana?
You're talking about Marinol?
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with the synthetic is people can't, they can't as easily measure their dose. It doesn't take effect right away.
So people need immediate relief. It's pre-dosed capsules.
Right. If you go to YouTube and you look at marijuana versus the synthetic, look it up. You'll watch the documentaries on it. And people often find that they don't receive the full benefit of the drug by taking the synthetic, that it doesn't do the whole job.
Because it doesn't have the other chemicals
right.
in it.
It doesn't have the pain
CBD.
Relief aspect. It doesn't have the aspect where it causes them to eat, a whole bunch of different things. It just simply doesn't do it.
Using it for so-called pain relief and all that.
Why do you think people who are using marijuana, especially medicinally, should not be able to?
Well, I look at it this way, is that since I lived down south of Colorado, and I was sitting there looking at the insurance reports coming out of Colorado, vehicular insurance, Colorado's rates have gone through the roof.
Okay. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
Well,
thank you for the call tonight.
Like,
the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The by the way, I want to let you know about LibertyStickers.com. Great website to go to get some really cool liberty-oriented bumper stickers, because you know people love to read them. You know, you can see them pulling up behind you and craning their necks trying to read what's, you know, down there on the very lower part of the bumper. You go to libertystickers.com, you'll find witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic in a vast selection of liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. So, just a few more thoughts here on the claims of our last caller. He had brought up the claim that insurance rates in Colorado had dramatically increased.
And that was news to me. I hadn't heard it. I do think you your style with dealing with him sounded a little sort of like you're running scared. You're combative and defensive on him.
Liar.
You've said something about my precious...
Yeah,
plant.
He's a liar, well, just like all these other prohibitionists who've been telling lies for decades about this plant. And, you know, the idea that even if it were true, what he's saying, as far as I can tell, it's not. But even if it's true, because we've got a story here from the Washington Post about the other states and Colorado, so let's not just look at one state. Let's look at the other states that, you know, have legalized marijuana, because if there's this dramatic increase in, you know, insurance rates, even if that's true in Colorado, shouldn't that be also true across the board for all of the other states that have legalized it, because there have been several now. So we'll look at that here in a moment. But, you know, they can call up and make whatever claims they want. But even if it's true, the idea that somebody who's sick, somebody who's got some sort of illness, who they tell you that this plant and smoking it or eating it or vaporizing it or whatever, you know, however they want to take it, that it helps them, that you're going to put that person in a jail cell because you don't like the plant? Well, because your brother's a doctor who said something bad about the plant? That means people need to go to prison? Because that's what it, you know, right? That's the other option here, right? You either have it legal or it's illegal, and then people are going to prison for it.
Right. So, first off, what you're talking about is medical marijuana, and what Colorado and Washington State have and several other states have is recreational marijuana. So let's not confuse the two. Secondly, what recreational marijuana...
But that's what I was asking him about. He was talking about his brother, who's a doctor, and he's got all these doctorates, and he's so smart, and his brother says marijuana's bad, so therefore no one should be allowed to have it. He wasn't just saying it shouldn't be recreationally legal. He was saying no one should be able to use it. If they want to use it, they should use a pill.
Understood. That's what he said. And I just want
to... Anybody who wants to throw sick people in a prison cell, I think, is pretty messed up.
I want to separate the two. Yeah. Okay, so first off, you should be able to ingest whatever you want to ingest.
Sure.
As long as you're responsible for what you ingest. If you choose to drive after smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol or whatever, then by God, I support whatever punishments come along to you. I don't care. Like, you cry me a river. It's difficult for me to feel sorry for somebody who gets in trouble for that kind of stuff. We're trying to make your life easier here, and then you want to get into a car and, ostensibly put people in danger. Thanks, but no thanks. Just stop doing it. I also think that when it comes to insurance, there's lots of factors that relate to the Colorado insurance increase. But I think that this sort of lumping us all together, I don't smoke marijuana. I certainly am not going to drive if I smoke marijuana. And I think that my insurance company should have me in a group of people who don't smoke marijuana. Like, I'm happy to take some test at some randomized time if you want to come out to, you know, meet me someplace and send a phlebotomist to take a little blood from me. By God, do that.
If you don't smoke marijuana, you might be at a greater risk of early death.
What, you think marijuana is going to make you live longer?
There's been suggestions that marijuana can kill cancer.
There's suggestions that marijuana will make you fly by enough people out there. Look,
I've never heard those.
One of these things about marijuana, the sort of marijuana legalization movement, is that just about every claim has been trotted out. This marijuana is the second greatest solution to medical problems trotted out in the world, right behind circumcision. And both of these things, marijuana might do some things for you medically, but it's not going to lengthen your life. Come on. That sounds ridiculous.
Who knows? If it kills cancer, it might very well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, and then we can talk more about the insurance rates from the Washington Post. They've got a story that looks at a couple different clashing studies with contrary information. Let's go to Eva in Virginia first, though, listening to WNIS. Hello, Eva.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, what's
up? I really like your show, and
thanks.
Really am interested in your philosophies. I think that I'm kind of libertarian, try to stay there, but anyway. So I'm listening to the last call about a guy who's got a connection to the medical field with marijuana, and I also do too, and I have seen really great benefits. There's a medication out there called Marinol, and it enhances, like, people who are going through chemo and everything like that. It really, like, drives their appetite so they can get food down and everything. So that's a good thing about it. But my original question was about these people standing in line in Arizona now to get their...
Nevada,
to get their marijuana, I'm sorry. What about when they go to work on Monday and they might have a random urinalysis?
Well, obviously, so risk is involved in, if they know that their workplace has a possibility of a random urinalysis, then they probably shouldn't risk smoking cannabis, but not everybody has that at work.
So states that have legalized marijuana often, you know, reduce the sort of restrictions on their own employees, the state's employees, as far as, marijuana goes.
But I thought I read a couple of reports where they were having problems filling, like, you're just regular after school, lower level jobs because kids can't pass the urinalysis.
That's the problem. That's how economics works. And economics says that when the market sends signals to an employer, to a group, to a person, that you're going to have to adapt to those signals or you're going
to
die.
In this case, you need to stop testing for marijuana.
Right. Like, if you went through the radio industry and you started testing for marijuana...
How about the pizza industry?
Like, the pizza delivery industry, the restaurant industry, you're going to starve and not have radio, okay? I mean, that's how this is going to fall down, because these industries understand, if we test, we don't have any employees. So
I know, but I'm just kind of worried about that whole aspect of it. I think it's kind of the horse getting out in front of the cart, or whatever Howard saying goes and everything. But, I really wish that things were working in a more orderly fashion. Talk to employees first, or talk to the employers first and say, look, this is what's going to go down. We really need to relax. Because don't they have a little bit of a crisis brewing with not being able to fill low-level jobs because all these kids are, not all these kids necessarily, but all these people are kind of high.
I've not heard that. I mean, it could be true, but I'm not
actually,
sure.
Right now, there's an employee. There's a sort of a their employers are looking for employees generally. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to get a job right now.
Probably not everywhere, but New Hampshire is a pretty good job market.
Back to the whole medical aspect part of it. I think now that the country is kind of recognizing the opioid crisis, we're more hesitant to look at marijuana and say, this is not so bad, people. Let's calm down.
Not only that, is it actually a lot of people who have been on heroin or other opiates have sworn by marijuana as a way that, kind of help them get off of the addictions to the harder drugs. I've known people. I've actually known people in my life who've used it and successfully had broken their other addiction with it. They call it the marijuana maintenance program.
Hey, Eva, do you think it's not a better marketing than of marijuana?
Hang on. Let's talk about it here. We'll bring it back here in moments. Free Talk
Live. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in here as well at Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking about cannabis, and some people still just don't get it. With you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You don't have to like cannabis. You don't have to be interested in cannabis. You just have to be willing to leave people alone, man. Let people do what they want with their bodies and their time and their money. It's none of your damn business. And why you would want to spend your taxpayer dollars putting cannabis users in a prison cell, that just doesn't even make sense to me. Even if you believe it's, you know, bad for you, there's all kinds of things that are bad for you that don't result in prison. That you can hurt yourself in a number of different ways in life, whether it be, you know, guzzling alcohol till you die, or, you know, eating a bunch of food that's not good for you, or whatever it is. There's all kinds of choices that you get to make on a day-to-day basis that do not deserve a prison sentence. We just had a lady on the line who, she did drop off, but she had an interesting question right at the end of her call, and I did want to hang on to her for it, but she brought up, you know, why isn't marijuana marketed better? Why isn't there more information out there about the benefits of it? Because, I mean, we've certainly seen plenty of studies that show so many different, you know, maladies that marijuana can help with medicinally. We've certainly seen, you know, we've known people in our lives personally who have had testimonials about how marijuana or CBD, which is one of the active chemicals in there, or THC, another active chemical, has helped them. I knew a guy who had seizures. He had regular seizures, but the cannabis oil that he was taking completely stopped them. So, I mean, there's just some really persuasive cases out there. But why isn't there better marketing? I think one of the answers to that is the government and the fear that they put into media companies. Many media companies are afraid to accept marijuana-related advertising. They're afraid to, you know, do anything to, you know, be seen as getting money from this particular industry. I don't know if there's an FCC prohibition against it. I'm not sure about that. I don't know
if it's
an individual company's decision or if it's something that, you know, they just feel like they can't do because there's some sort of regulation against it. But I would say that it's that, you know, even if there isn't a regulation against it, it's still that fear that, you know, surrounds cannabis. The same reason the banks won't do business with cannabis-related companies would be the same reason why media companies are also afraid of accepting money from, because they would, I'm sure they would love to, you know, take money from a marijuana dispensary.
They take it from politicians, and it doesn't get much lower than that.
Exactly. So I would say that as cannabis becomes more legal, I mean, we already know, as you said, Mark, that it's ubiquitous. It's been ubiquitous. But information, just within the last two decades, has really started to come out in an easily accessible way. I mean, yeah, there were books before, but now anybody with a quick Google search or access to Arowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, can get all kinds of information about cannabis, frequently asked questions, you know, studies, medical studies. There's just so much information out there about this. Anybody who wants to can certainly find it, but putting that information in a place where the average person...
You pretty much have to actively not want the information at this point, it seems like, that marijuana can help people in some way, shape, or form. And the idea that you want the government to sort of be as a blockade between those people and their help seems ridiculous to me. I don't believe in prescription drugs either. I think that people should be able to, you know, deal with their pharmacist and come up with what it is that they need. Just go to the store and buy what they need.
When you say you don't believe in prescription drugs, you mean you don't believe in prescriptions. You want people to be able to buy those drugs without a prescription. Just go in and get it.
Right. I think all drugs should be over the counter. Will some people make some mistakes? Sure.
Yes.
You should, you know, you can make mistakes with over the counter drugs.
Buyer beware.
Right. And currently, more people die from overdoses using drugs the way they were prescribed than they do from all illegal drugs combined in America.
That's true.
That shows you how many deaths there are regarding sort of legal drugs taken as they're prescribed.
It's a factor of like tenfold, if I'm recalling the numbers
correctly. Incredibly large number, but nobody ever even talks about this.
We've got Eric. He's on the line listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. It's
sure.
The second time taking my call, so I really appreciate
it. We do it all the time. So, feel free to call in any night. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay. So, I do not use marijuana. Okay. Being said, I cannot for the life of me understand why we can't legalize it in every state and tax the hell out of it. I mean, that's simple enough. That sounds simple enough to you, right? I mean...
Well, I mean, that's the way it's being done, but I'm going to say I oppose taxing anything. I think taxes should be abolished.
Yeah, taxes go to politicians, and politicians are liars and thieves.
Right.
So, generally, no, I don't think we should give things to liars and thieves. However,
but it's
if that's
than
what
prohibition.
It takes, then go ahead and do it.
That's what I mean. I mean, I see how it would be nothing but a win-win for them. I'm not saying
correct.
I support the taxing part of it either, but I
all
don't
right.
see how... Or even why they're not looking at it as more of a better life. I'm more of a conservative, so I'm not like pro super drugs or anything. But I tell you, I got friends who are responsible adults, who are responsible fathers and homeowners, and they smoke marijuana.
Sure,
hey,
yeah.
More power too, you know?
The definition of conservative changes over time, so depending on your age as to sort of how conservative you are. My great-grandmother, Pauline, is the story goes down in the family. I met her, but I didn't hear the story from her because I was rather young. I was six when she died. That she found my great-uncles, her sons, with dice. and playing cards.
Oh, no.
And she went out with a willow branch, and she beat those boys bloody.
Jeez.
Now, that's what
that's
a conservative was some period of time ago, right?
Right.
And so the definition continues to change as time goes by, and I suspect that, you know, as we get older, conservatives are going to be like, sure, you should do whatever you want with your body as long as you, you know, as long as you do the right thing, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I'm 36, and I'm more lean to the right, but I mean, I'm kind of in the center. I support gay marriage. I support, of course, legalization of marijuana.
You're libertarian,
yeah,
is what you are.
You might be. You might be libertarian.
That's what people have heard that too. But yeah, those are my thoughts. And hey, I want to thank you guys for the promo code that you gave out for Omaha Steaks. We still got some of that food left.
Hey,
from Father's Day.
All right. I don't know if it still works, but it might. It never hurts to try it out. If you're at omahasteaks.com, type in FTL, like Free Talk
bar,
Live,
yeah,
up in the search bar. Glad it worked out for you, and I take it you like the quality then.
Oh, I love it. We've ordered Omaha Steaks many times in the past. I don't know if you have or not, but they're extremely expensive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking, I saved $190-something.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Eric,
yeah,
thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And that's an interesting story because, you know, he describes himself as a conservative, but, you know, he might have been raised one way with this certain message about anti-drug, anti-marijuana, but then when you start seeing your friends are using it and they're responsible and they're getting their bills paid and, you know, they're not out robbing convenience stores or whatever, and, you know, that's how you destroy the propaganda. When there's the propaganda, which is just lies and lies and lies over generations about this plant, and then there's the reality of the fact that people are using it responsibly left and right. Whether you're aware of it or not is another question. And as people become more aware of how ubiquitous cannabis is in our lives, in the lives of our friends, our family members, our coworkers, our neighbors, it becomes more of a normal thing. People can reject the propaganda because they know it's not true. They know that smoking cannabis has not turned people into the devil, that it's not, you know, this evil thing that is making people go out and commit violence or rape or anything like that, and that, you know, they can just put all those lies to rest.
So, you know, the gentleman was talking about sort of conservative, and one presumes that all conservatives think the same thing, or all liberals think the same thing. But
do they?
What liberal,
I don't think so.
I think that's what people presume.
They don't even know what those things mean.
Agreed. People don't really know what they mean. But what libertarians have generally done is they've split up economic and social issues. So if you're socially liberal, meaning that you want people to be able to do what it is that they want to do as long as they don't harm other people, then, and you're fiscally conservative, meaning that people shouldn't be able to take money from, you know, to vote to take money from other people, you know, just because they've, you know, earned money or whatever, that, you know, that would make you a libertarian by sort of a nominal status.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. 855-450-FREE.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You may dial on in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about how you can shop with Free Talk Live and help Free Talk Live out. You get the stuff that you want at the great deals you're used to from Amazon. You just enter through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that very simple. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com and get connected to whichever Amazon works best for you. And then just get your shopping done and get a great deal and Free Talk Live benefits. So it's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Ian and Mark here as we go to Jack. He's in Michigan listening to WATZ-FM in Alpena. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments, and you actually I'm going to reiterate, but I mean, up here we have suddenly had like a really bad opioid problem up there.
Yeah,
like with the heroin and the Oxycontin and everything.
Yep, it's same thing.
And my point is like you know, alcohol is legal, and you know, that causes a lot of problems and the heroin and stuff causes a lot of problems, and there's people who die.
Correct.
But I've never heard of anybody dying from marijuana except for maybe a bag of Doritos, some Twinkies, and a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't die from cannabis. You really can't overdose on it.
No, I'm just saying people don't get, like, belligerent or aggressive or anything.
Well, you can overdose, but you can't overdose and die.
Yeah, you can't even,
I mean, Ian likes to say you can't overdose. That's just not accurate.
I don't know why, you know, it shouldn't be legal. I mean, I don't do it that much except when I play guitar in the band every now and then.
Well, so far, the only person who's called in that thinks it should be illegal because his doctor brother said it should, and insurance rates have gone up, he claims, in Colorado.
Well, it sounds like he's not a very free-thinking person, you know. I don't know.
And there are a lot of things that, you know, can cause car accidents, and we, you know, we're not going to outlaw people eating a hamburger that they just picked up at the drive-thru in cars.
Point I wanted to make, like with in Nevada.
Yeah.
They're going to get so much more revenue from McDonald's and Wendy's.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jack. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
You looked up those insurance increases in the states that have legalized marijuana, and what do we see?
Yeah, let me pull that story up here.
Not much to speak of.
Let me throw the details out here. It's not a very long piece.
I don't support price increases for people's insurance, but 2 or 3% really is cost of living.
According to the story over at the Washington Post, and this is a fresh story, it came out less than a week ago. Last week, a pair of studies came to seemingly opposite conclusions on whether rising marijuana use is causing an increase in car crashes in states that have legalized the drug. I don't know if there's been a rise in marijuana use, but there certainly is a rise in legal marijuana use.
Yeah.
It's likely that
if
there's a rise...
Well, the use is probably increasing because people are going to those places to
smoke marijuana. For marijuana tourism, yeah. Yes. So that would be true. But likely
if tourists come, they're liable to rent cars, and if they're liable to... And if they're there to smoke
not
marijuana...
Always. Sometimes they'll Uber around.
Yeah, indeed. It's probably really a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, and there was also the marijuana tourism where there was... Remember a couple of years ago, we talked about a lady who's doing limo tours where she would, you know, pick people up from the airport or their hotel or whatever, or take them around in a limousine to the different dispensaries, and they didn't have to think about driving.
It's all well and good, Ian, but that doesn't mean that everybody who went there to smoke marijuana is taking the limo
service. I understand that. I didn't say everybody was taking the limo service. I was giving you another example of the way the market is providing ways for people to not drive
things in cars, whether marijuana is legal or not.
Of course they are. I was giving you another example of the way the market is providing people with options and alternatives to having to drive, where they don't even have to think about that.
The market offered limo alternatives for drinking up to this point. It's not groundbreaking.
It's not groundbreaking, but, you know, it was a business, and it was a business that couldn't have existed before.
But you sound defensive and crazy if you don't acknowledge the fact that there are people going to these states smoking marijuana and driving.
When did I not acknowledge that? Maybe it's only in your head, Mark, but I completely acknowledge that. I was just giving you examples of the ways that they can avoid doing that.
Sure.
So obviously some people are going to do it, no doubt. They're doing that right now. Okay, people are smoking cannabis and driving today, even in the states where it's illegal. It's the places where it's legal where there are other options for them that they can utilize should they want to. And some people do want to do that. Some people understand that maybe they're a little more distracted when they're stoned, and so they don't feel comfortable driving. Well, they've got options. Anyway, at least in states where it's legal. So the first study conducted by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety analyzed insurance claims for vehicle collisions filed between January 2012 and October of 2016. This IIHS research group compared claims in states that had recently legalized marijuana, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, with claims in similar neighboring states that had not. And what they found was that over that time period, collision claim frequencies in the states that had legalized marijuana were about 3% higher than would have been anticipated without legalization. The researchers characterized that number as small but significant. Collision claim frequency refers to the number of claims filed divided by the number of insured vehicle years. The combined state analysis shows that the first three states to legalize recreational marijuana have experienced more crashes, said Matt Moore, senior vice president of the Highway Loss Data Institute, in a statement. But hot on the heels of that analysis came a second study published in the American Journal of Public Health that found no increase in vehicle crash fatalities in Colorado and Washington relative to similar states after legalization. The authors of that study analyzed federal data on fatal car crashes from 2009 to 2010. 2015. Quote, we found no significant association between recreational marijuana legalization in Washington and Colorado and subsequent changes in motor vehicle crash fatality rates in the first 3 years after recreational marijuana legalization. No significant association between those things.
Well, one was said crashes, the other said fatal crashes, so there's one difference. Secondly, if somebody moves to a state because marijuana is legal, and, you know, say hundreds of thousands of people do this, and mm-hmm. I know some people did, I don't know the numbers of people who did, then that's going to raise the cars on the road. The amount of cars on the road is going to increase. Is that marijuana related? I don't really know, and it depends on how you massage your numbers.
On the one hand, a finding that legalization led to a small but significant increase in crashes, and on the other study, a study concluding that legalization had no effect on fatal crashes at all. Do the two contradict each other? Well, not necessarily. The studies measured slightly different things. IIHS looked at claims for motor vehicle collisions, while AJPH focused more specifically on fatal crashes. As you pointed out, Mark, it seems plausible that legalization could lead to a slight increase in minor accidents that don't prove fatal. Indeed, federal research has shown that while smoking weed before driving does indeed elevate your risk of a crash, it's nonetheless far less impairing than alcohol, which dramatically increases the likelihood of a crash, even at smaller doses. And one of the things that the marijuana user can be aware of is their level of impairment. Whereas somebody who's drank too much, we've all seen it with friends of ours who they're ready to go for a ride after they've had several drinks, and you've got to grab the keys from them because they think they got it together even as they're stumbling down, you know, towards their car.
No, they don't have it together.
Everybody's seen that. The marijuana user, they know if they're impaired, they realize it, they will either compensate for their, you know, their driving ability or they won't drive at all. Federal research beyond that, the two studies use different baselines for comparison. IIHS's report compared legalization states to their neighbors. AJPH, on the other hand, chose comparison states not based on geography, but other shared characteristics like traffic patterns, makeup of roadways, and population. And both approaches have their strengths, but in the end, it's hardly surprising that choosing different comparison states will yield slightly different results on similar measures. Any increase in car crashes is cause for concern, but on balance, public health experts worry more about fatal crashes than non-fatal ones for obvious reasons. The AJPH study is heartening news on that front, and it comes on the heels of previous research showing that medical marijuana laws are also not associated with increased vehicle fatalities and may in fact lead to fewer traffic deaths. So there's some information from some real-life studies. You take it as you want. We'll put the story up on our Facebook and Twitter so you can dig into those studies as you prefer.
Take it as you want because that's what you're going to do anyway.
Yeah, indeed. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, and our phones are now loaded up. So if you're on the line, we're going to get to you. Stand by in hour number three, which is on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about weed, but I think everybody does. More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.